Following the mild Thanksgiving Day yesterday, temperatures this afternoon are near record levels in parts of the Northeast. It was a foggy start, though, in many areas, especially south of the capital region, with locally dense fog during the first part of the day. The fog has lifted, and we are looking at a mixture of clouds and sunshine and temperatures that have reached well into the 50s. Many spots, though, have come up into the 60s on this Friday afternoon. So it's mild for now and mild into tonight, but we do have some changes just around the corner as a cold front will come through our area tonight into tomorrow. The cold front will have some showers associated with it. However, the bigger change with this front will be on the thermometer as we roll through the second half of the holiday weekend. So as the front comes through tonight, showers are likely. The most likely areas for showers will be from the capital region on north and west, and as cooler air comes in behind that front, the rain is likely to mix with or change to a period of snow showers across the higher elevations of the north country. Temperatures tonight will drop into the 30s to around 40 across the north, into the lower 40s for the capital region, and should hold in the 40s south of the Albany area. A few showers are possible, or maybe a area of fog or drizzle south of Albany as we go through the night. Then into the day tomorrow, that front will work its way to the south. Morning clouds will give way to increasing sunshine through the day. There's still the chance for a few showers, especially south of the capital region, as we go through the day tomorrow, but the front is basically losing some oomph as it moves to the south, so the shower chances are pretty slim tomorrow. Temperatures will be much cooler, running only in the 40s across most of our area. However, we'll probably hold in the upper 30s across some of the higher elevations of the north country. High pressure settles in on Sunday. We're looking for partly to mostly sunny skies. It will be a cool day, seasonably cool, with temperatures running in the 40s with some 30s in the mountains. We'll have a bright day on Monday. Similar temperatures as Sunday, with highs in the 40s and 30s, and then our next storm threat comes by the middle part of next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with showers likely. Rain may mix with snow in the higher elevations, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the mountains. Tomorrow, early clouds will give way to increasing sunshine, much cooler, with highs in the upper 30s to lower and mid-40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, rain may mix with snow in the Adirondacks, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, early clouds will give way to increasing sunshine, much cooler, with highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, early clouds will give way to increasing sunshine, much cooler, with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny and cool, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains, and on Monday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.